Anything that's come out at this meeting that relates to the issue of choice of therapy, metastatic disease, any new agents, new trials that you think are worth talking about?
I think we're still left with a platinum doublet, potentially even a non-platinum doublet. There were some trials yesterday that talked about carboplatin and pemetrexed as another platinum doublet. Sure, it's reasonable. It's maybe less toxic than some of the options, but it's no better. And you then are losing, you know, an agent that's commonly used second line. Is that good, bad? I think it's just a matter of ordering of things, and I don't think it's a huge step forward. It's certainly a nice another option.
In your patients in a non-protocol setting who are not eligible or you don't want to give them bevacizumab, what you're usually using first line?
I tend to use a lot of carboplatin and gemcitabine. I'll use carboplatin paclitaxel. It's sort of between those two when we talk about toxicity differences, scheduling differences as we're going through with each patient. Occasionally, I'll use cisplatin, a backbone as well, if the patient wants to be very, very aggressive.
How about second line?
Second line, I use a lot of pemetrexed up front, except in patients who I think are more likely to be an EGFR responder. So the never smokers in particular, Asian, I have a lot of Asian patients in my practice. But we'll always talk about the differences between the two and picking. And someone who's had a great chemotherapy response, I'll go with chemotherapy drug second, you know, after discussion with them about their erlotinib.
What about using erlotinib first line in an enriched patient?
I don't do that. I haven't been convinced that that's the right way to go because those patients tend to do better with chemotherapy as well. And unless someone has a performance status reason or some other concern where I don't think they're going to tolerate the chemotherapy, I like to talk to my patients about that we're treating this as sort of a long haul maintenance. We want to keep your disease under control for as long as we can. We don't want to necessarily use the erlotinib first. If we can get a good response with chemotherapy that can buy you 8 months there, then we can come in with your erlotinib next, buy you a year there maybe. Then we can go to whatever's next on trial or coming back to other single agent chemotherapy drugs. So that's how I do it. I know it's different than how some other people are practicing, where in the enriched population they do consider giving the EGFR inhibitors first line. Patients don't work with those forever. You know, they only last a year, sometimes a little longer, sometimes a little bit less. And there is some concern that perhaps you lose some of your chemotherapy response if you've given the EGFR inhibitor up front again. Is there definite data there? No. But there are some hints that patients who have a truly EGFR-driven tumor, by the time they lose their response to the EGFR inhibitor because of additional mutations, those tumors are then a little bit more aggressive and a little bit harder to control even with the chemo. It's theoretical, but that's sort of the way I'm interpreting it right now.
Anything new that's come out recently in terms of the rash and particularly management of the rash?
I think there's not any clear consensus at this time. And again, at least for me, I'm not dosing to rash. I'm not considering that patients have to have a rash in order to have response. I've had a number of them who haven't had any significant rash who have had definite benefit from the drug. But again, there are folks on the other side of that argument as well. I think it's just a matter of balancing good skin care, antibiotics when necessary to get it under control.
Any new agents that may be coming into a clinical setting in the near future that you're excited about?
There were some reports of activity with some of the other multiple targeted tyrosine kinase inhibitors, particularly some of the VEGF receptor targeted tyrosine kinase inhibitors. There are a lot of them kind of out there, and I think there'll be more that we're hearing about in the next couple of years. So I don't know that I could name one or two in particular. Vendetinib has clearly been making some inroads with some of their combination studies as well. Axitinib got some presentation information yesterday from Dr. Schiller, showed some response. Then there are others. So I'm watching those closely. I think that we're a little ways away still, but it's very promising to have so many exciting new drugs coming out.